I'm Rona Tarrant. Eight Americans are among those to have died after an Ethiopian Airlines jet crashed shortly after takeoff from Addis Ababa, killing all 149 passengers and eight crew members on board. The airline said 32 Kenyans, 18 Canadians and seven British nationals were among the passengers. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 was reported to have been a few months old. Another plane of the same model was involved in a crash less than 5 months ago near Indonesia. A popular Catholic-administered respite centre for migrants run by Sister Norma Pimentel has found a new location. McAllen City Commissioners had voted in February to give the centre 90 days to vacate the building it was using to provide temporary shelter for immigrants who cross from Mexico into the US but who have been released by federal authorities. The Brownsville Diocesan newspaper reported that Catholic Charities is in talks about a building in downtown McAllen. The Maryland House of Delegates has approved a bill to legalise physician-assisted suicide. The bill, which passed with a 74-66 vote, would allow adults with 6 or less months to live to obtain a prescription for life-ending drugs if a doctor has verified that the person requesting the drugs has the capacity to make the decision. The bill now goes to the state Senate. The Maryland Catholic Conference called on the Senate and Governor Larry Hogan to stop the bill from advancing. Bills introduced in the North Carolina General Assembly would broaden the state's power to investigate child sexual abuse crimes and raise the statute of limitations on claims of past abuse. The Safe Child Act gained early support from Republican and Democratic lawmakers. The Diocese of Raleigh said it was looking forward to reviewing the proposed act and supports efforts to further protect North Carolina's children from sexual abuse. The New York State Catholic Conference has called on the state's legislators to reject any proposal that would legalize recreational marijuana use. The conference warned that the state was rushing to approve a measure included in legislation setting the state budget for fiscal year 2020. Governor Andrew Cuomo revealed a plan for legalizing marijuana while unveiling a budget in January. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.